We're now beginning the second chelik of Mishneh Berurah. We're up to Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim, and we'll be doing the first sif. Sif Aleph, Ein Nesiyas Kapayim B'Pachas Miyud. There is no Nesiyas Kapayim with fewer than 10 people. You need a minyan. So let's begin here. The Mishneh Berurah tells us from the, say, he brings from the Sefer Haredim, that this is a mitzvah asei, for the Kohanim to say the Birkas Kohanim for Klal Yisrael, and even a Yisrael who stands facing the Kohanim is part of the mitzvah in getting blessed by the Kohanim. He's also included in the mitzvah itself. Now, why do you need Asara? There are two reasons. Either because it's a Davrisha B'Kedusha, Chazal set it up and in the same category as Kaddish and Kedusha, and there are those that argue and they say that there's a limud of, it says, the somewhere Shemi al Bnei Yisrael. From there we learn out to V'nikdashti Besog Bnei Yisrael, which is where we get the whole halacha of minyan from. The same way that this Bnei Yisrael needs a minyan, that Bnei Yisrael also needs a minyan. But this is all a derabbanan. The definition of a minyan is like the regular definition of a minyan with regard to all other halachas, males dafka. And the Mishneh Berurah sends us back to the suffix he had with regard to Chazaras Hashatz. If someone sleeping counts for a minyan. So the same Shiloh would be here. There are those who say that Nesiyas Kapayim is only in a place where there is a Sefer Torah. However, Rov Achronim hold not like that, and that seems to be the maskan of the Mishneh Berurah. Anyone that comes along and says, I'm a Kohen, does not have to prove his kahuna in order to do Nesiyas Kapayim. That's the way we paskin, and that is the minhag. Now the halacha is v'kohanim me'aminyan. The kohanim count for the minyan. They are included in bracha. It says v'ani avarachem, that is referring to Hashem blessing the kohanim. So they're included in the bracha and they count for the minyan itself. As far as how many of them could be kohanim, we're going to learn that later. The shaila of a city or a shul where everybody in there is a kohen. What happens if you began chazaras hashatz with a minyan? And someone left in the middle, and you don't have a minyan anymore. So we said that you continue, you complete the entire Chazaras Hashatz. In fact, you also say the Kaddish afterwards. With regard to Nesiyas Kapayim, that is not considered a continuation. It is considered something new, and therefore it cannot be done if you do not presently have a minyan. Whereas if you begin Birkas Kohanim with a minyan, and then someone leaves, you are allowed to complete Birkas Kohanim. Says the Rama now, Ve'en lezor lisa kapov, afilu im kohanim acherim. A zor, someone who is not a kohen, is not allowed to do Nesiyas Kapayim, even though there are other kohanim. Meaning, the Rama here is going, even if you're going to hold, like, and he mentions that there really is a machlokas, even if you're going to hold that the only iser in a zor doing Birkas Kohanim, and we learn this out of the fact that the pasuk says that they should the somewhere shmi al bnei Yisrael dafka the bnei Aaron. We're talking about the Kohanim, not anybody else. So it's something of a lav haba mechal asay. But there are those who learn that that's only if the entire Birkas Kohanim is being done by a zar. Whereas if you have other Kohanim, it could be that Birkas Kohanim is mutter and midaraisa. Even the zar is not over in anything. Nevertheless, the Rama is telling us that it's still aser. Because the bracha of Asher Kedeshanu B'Kedushaso Shel Aharon certainly applies only to a kohen, and at least that bracha is a bracha of Atola. Now, lahalacha, we happen to hold lamaskana, we have these words at the end of the Ramah here, lamaisa, we paskin, that even with others, a zor that does Birkas Kohanim is over on the asay, he is mevatli asay, that it's only for kohanim to bless the nation and not for anybody else. The Mishneh Berurah brings a Magen Giborim who says that it is only usur to do Birkas Kohanim bechavono of being yotz of the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. But let's say someone wants to give his friend the bracha and he says Yivarecha Yoyer Yisa. The halachi is that is mutter. The Mishneh Berurah brings up that if we would hold a mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, then even shalom bechavono you're going to be over unless you beferish of kavana not to be yotzah. The Bir Halacha refers to the fact that there is a minag of people actually doing Birkas Kohanim, meaning that people bless one another with Birkas Kohanim. So he says it could be that it's because the minhag is to say that we paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Back in the beginning of Mishnah Berurah, back in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah brought the machlokas and left it a suffix of just how we paskin. And he says to be machmer for mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So it could be that Klal Yisrael was makabel on itself that mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and therefore, so long as you're not having kavana for the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, you're allowed to use the text of the Birkas Kohanim as a private bracha as well. Or else, they hold like the Bach, that the only time you're over is b'nesiyas kapayim, when your hands are open in the way that Kohanim do at the time of the nesiyas kapayim. Or, since Chazal were metakin, that nesiyas kapayim must always be al seder atfilah, we paskin midrabanan, you do not have birkas kohanim outside of davening. Therefore, when a person does it outside of davening, it's as if he is explicitly stating, I am not doing this for the sake of the mitzvah of birkas kohanim. Now, this halacha is this halacha of a zar not being able to do birkas kohanim, not only is for regular zarin, but also for a cholol, meaning someone whose father is a kohen, but his mother is someone that the kohen was not allowed to marry, someone that was usher to the kohen in a way that he becomes a cholol. The halacha there is that it is usher for him to do nesiyas kapayim, and he is over the same way a yisrael is over. A cholol is considered lav zara, the aron, he is considered not being a kohen.